this is Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr., son of Hawkshaw Hawkins Sr. and son of Grand Ole Opry star and Country Music Hall of Famer Gene Shepherd. And I'm here with my good friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Wayback Country Jamboree.
Just call Lonesome 772-03.
Well, yes, friends, once again it's that time in the program to welcome y'all back into the third and final hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree. We are sitting on the other side of the 10 o'clock hour. That means one more great hour of country music for y'all next. And as we welcome y'all back in, I would like to remind y'all that we are coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard over Kingston's own CFRC 119 FM from the Limestone City of Canada. With that also mentioned, I should relate that we can also be heard via www.cfrc.ca, most listening devices. As I welcome you all back into the final hour at 10 o'clock here this morning, I'd also like to mention that Chris Christopherson was part of the legendary Highwayman band and country music group. Now, I know a lot has been made mention that Willie Nelson is the last man standing in this Highwayman, and seeing that Chris passed away, yes, on September 28th. With that mentioned, I would like to play a double feature again here this morning of the Highwayman, which consisted of Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, and of course, Chris Christopherson. So let's pay tribute to none other than their title song, titled The Highwayman, and we'll follow with another classic titled The Road Goes On. With that, welcome in, friends, to 10 o'clock hour.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain, but I will. I'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again.
Jerry was a waitress. The only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who'd been around. Down Main Street after midnight with a brand new pack of cigs. fresh one hanging from her lips, a bear between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Sonny was a loner, bolder than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town and he sold a little pot. The law got wind of Sonny, and one day he got caught. But he was back in business when they set him free again.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Sonny's playing eight ball at the joint where Sherry works. Some drunken out-of-towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his boom cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her tip jar, walked out of the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
They jumped into his pickup, Sonny jammed her down in gear. Sonny looked at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. The stars were high above them, the moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a port of Bombay gin.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
They soon ran out of money, but Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees who dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cuban in a house just off the roof with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. Cards were on the table when the law came busting in.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Cubans grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke the bathroom window and climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side, where the lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She stepped out in the alley with a single shot 410.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
They left the lawman dying and they made their getaway. Got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and he blew a little kiss. If they ask you how this happened, say I forced you into this. She watched him as taillights disappeared around the bend.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
There's a main street after midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later at the local grocery store. Sherry buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines read that Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back on the main street in her new Mercedes Benz.
The road goes on forever and the party never ends.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the East Coast Maritimes of Canada, with none other than sending out some special love to East Coast, and especially to Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them today, be the legendary Lloyd Snow and a classic titled Looking Out to Sea. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic of the Newfoundland era, and it'll be our dear friend Eddie Coffey from the Rock of Newfoundland, and of course the Newfoundland Waltz. Then we'll wrap up this set with the East Coast Memories with our dear friend from Pickering, Ontario, but originally from Newfoundland, and a classic titled Big Old Newfie Dog, as sung by none other than Michael T. Wall, our dear friend. With that, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Sunday out there in the East Canadian province.
I will tell you all a story about an old man that I know. He got his cabin in an outport that closed down years ago. The first day that I met him, it was clear to me that he was a hardy sailor who made his living from the sea. He signed on board a fishing schooner when he was just 14. And his thoughts are often crowded with the things that he has seen. Now at 83 he sits there caught up in his memories, and he'll spend his lifetime dreaming and looking out to sea.
Summer skies as we dance to the Newfoundland waltz. So hold me, my darling, and fill me with your charms. Kiss me, my darling, hold me in your arms, and say that you love me and that we'll never part as we dance to the Newfoundland waltz. Then the band softly played, and sweet motions she made in the presence of my pleasant thoughts. In such want for holding hand, when our hearts met their demands, as we danced to the Newfoundland waltz. So hold me, my darling, and fill me with your charms. Kiss me, my darling, hold me in your arms, and say that you love me and that we'll never part as we dance to the Newfoundland waltz. Remember that chance when I asked you to dance. Now I know there were no second thoughts. It was love at first sight when I held you that night, and we danced to the Newfoundland waltz. So hold me, my darling, and fill me with your charm. Kiss me, my darling, hold me in your arms, and say that you love me and that we'll never part as we dance to the Newfoundland walls. So hold me, my darling, and fill me with your charms. Kiss me, my darling, hold me in your arms, and say that you love me and that we'll never part as we dance to the Newfoundland walls.
Likes to give his love to the kids of Newfoundland. He's gentle and kind, and he spends his time with me and the kids of Newfoundland. So if you're down my way and get the urge to play in the beauty of the ocean and the sand, take your children out to play in the coves off the bay with this big old Newfie dog from Newfoundland. He's just a big old Newfie dog from Newfoundland, and he romps and stomps all day in the sand. He plays with girls and boys of my dear homeland. He's just a big old Newfie dog from Newfoundland. Down my way and get the urge to play in the beauty of the ocean and the sand. Take your children out to play in the coves off the bay with this big old Newfie dog from Newfoundland. He's just a big old Newfie dog from Newfoundland, and he romps and stomps all day in the sand. He plays with boys and girls of my dear homeland. He's just a big old Newfie dog from Newfoundland. Just a big old Newfie dog from Newfoundland, and he romps and stomps all day in the sand. He plays with boys and girls of my dear homeland. He's just a big old Newfie dog from Newfoundland. He's just a big old Newfie dog from Newfoundland, and he romps and stomps all day in the sand. He plays with boys and girls of my dear homeland. He's just a big old Newfie dog from Newfoundland. He's just a big old Newfie dog from Newfoundland. Here, boy. Come on, boy.
Hi friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show over CFRC 119 FM. And following East Coast favorites, I would like to share a collection of Kris Kristofferson songs that I would say are three of my all-time favorites of his musical contribution to country music. First, let's hear from a classic titled The Taker. Then we'll follow that with another all-time classic titled The Best of Both Possible Worlds. We'll wrap up with another all-time catchy little song titled From the Bottle to the Bottom. With that, I would like to welcome you all to the Wayback Country Jamboree. Say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world.
He's a giver. He'll give her the kind of attention that she's never known. He's a teacher, and he'll teach her to open new doors that she can't on her own. He's a lover, and he'll love her in ways that she never has been loved before. He's a getter, and he'll get her by getting her into a world she's been a-hungering for. He's a charmer, he'll charm her with money and manners that I never learned. He's a leader, he'll lead her across pretty bridges he's planning to burn. He's a talker, he'll talk her right off of her feet, but he won't talk for long. 'Cause he's a doer, and he'll do it I never, but damned if you won't do it wrong. 'Cause he's a taker, he'll take her to places and make her fly higher than she's ever dared to. He'd take his time before taking advantage, taking her easy and slow. Soul that she gives him, he'll take her for granted. Then he'll take off and leave her, taking all of her pride as he goes. Yes, he's a taker, he'll take her to places and make her fly higher than she's ever dared. Time before taking advantage, taking the easy and slow. And after he's taken the body and soul that she gives him, he'll take her for granted. Then he'll take off and leave her, as he goes. I was running through the summer rain, trying to catch the evening train and kill that old familiar pain, weaving through my tangled brain. But when I tipped my bottle back, I smacked into a cop I didn't see. That policeman said, "Mr. Cool, if you ain't drunk, then you're a fool." I said, "If that's against the law, tell me why I never saw a man locked in that jail of yours who wasn't just as low down poor as me." Well, that was when someone turned out the lights, and I wound up in jail to spend the night and dream of all the wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, I woke up next morning feeling like my head was gone and like my thick old tongue was licking something sick and wrong. And I told that man I'd sell my soul, something wet and cold is that old cell. That kindly jailer grinned at me, all eaten up with sympathy, then poured himself another beer and came and whispered in my ear, "If booze was just a dime a bottle, boy, you couldn't even buy the smell." I said I knew there was something I liked about this town, But it takes more than that to bring me down, down, down. Cause there's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, they finally came and told me they was gonna set me free, and I'd be leaving town if I knew what was good for me. I said it's nice to learn that everybody's so concerned about my health. I said I won't be leaving no more quicker than I can, cause I've enjoyed about as much of this as I can stand. And I don't need this town of yours more than I never needed nothing else. Cause there's still a lot of drinks that I ain't drunk, lots of pretty thoughts that I ain't thought. Oh yeah, Lord, there's still so many lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Ask me if I'm happy now, that's good as any joke I've heard. It seems since I seen you last, I done forgot the meaning of the word. If happiness is empty rooms and drinking in the afternoon, well, I suppose I'm happy as a clam. But if it's got a thing to do with smiling or forgetting you, well, I don't guess that I could say I am. Did you ever see a down and outer waking up alone without a blanket on to keep him from the dew? When the water from the weeds had soaked the papers he been putting in his shoes to keep the ground from coming through. And his future feels as empty as the pockets in his pants, because he's never seen a single dream come true. That's the way that I've been feeling since the day I started falling from the bottle to the bottom, stew by stew. Learning hard to live with losing you. Wonder if I'm better off with freedom now to do the things I choose. Well, all my time's my own and I got nothing left but sleeping time to lose. There's no one here to carry on if I stay out the whole night long. Won't give a tinker's damn if I don't call. I'm living like I wanted to and doing things I want to do, and nothing means a thing to me at all. Did you ever see a down and outer waking up alone without a blanket on to keep him from the dew? When the water from the weeds had soaked the papers he'd been putting in his shoes to keep the ground from coming through. And his future feels as empty as the pockets in his pants, because he's never seen a single dream come true. That's the way that I've been feeling since the day I started falling from the bottle to the bottom, stew by stew. Learning hard to live with losing you.
Everybody, I'm Johnny Lee from the Great Lone Star State of Texas, and you're listening to Way Back Country Jamboree on CFRC with my good friend Johnny Woodlock. So stay tuned for some of the best hits in country music.
Not a little whiskey never lets you lose your place.
Yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed those classics of Kris Kristofferson. And once again, we would like to pay tribute to an interview that Ralph Emery did many years ago with Chris Christopherson. This third part of a cutback interview with Ralph and Chris from the archives of the Emery's Memories CD collection. With that mentioned, I would like to also share that the Emery's Memories can also be found on YouTube. And as I mentioned before, I had to cut back quite a bit of the interview because it's an hour-long interview. But here is now our final piece of this cutback interview with Ralph Emery and Chris Christopherson.
Yeah, Chris, I have to be honest. I didn't think you...
Let's don't be honest.
But you know what? How I compensated... The girls all loved Chris, and he really looked great. And I figured, well, you know, they won't pay attention to the singing.
Oh, is that it? Oh, boy, that's terrific. One way or another, I get on there. But to go from that, from where I'm, you know, I mean, scared to death to go out and be on the show with somebody that I knew and everything, to be asked to be on a special of that's about one of your biggest heroes, you know, it's almost like a dream. Then the night before that, you're singing on an Ernest Tubb record, you know. I'm sure I'm going to wake up and somebody's going to say, hey, Studio A is filthy, you know. A lot of people think that I'm still drinking or that I fight a lot. Well, I don't know where the heck that come from, because I never have fought since I came to Nashville, except me and Farron wrestled around one night. But hell, everybody fights with Farron.
How long have you been on the wagon?
It was 3 years in September. Three and a half.
Why did you make that decision?
I think there were a lot of reasons at the same time, but the main one was probably that I wanted to watch my little girl grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I saw the rough cut of The Star Is Born. That was kind of looked a little prophetic. I also saw a television thing I'd done with Geraldo Rivera. He came by to some concert I was doing for Cesar Chavez, which was at the end of a tour, and he filmed it, and I was real drunk, and I had to watch the interview in the sober light of day, you know, and that wasn't too pleasant an experience. I think Casey was probably the biggest reason, so I quit, and I doubt if I have no eyes to ever drink again. I drank so much though, Ralph. Remember you remember how much I used to drink,
yeah.
Even out there at WSM, you know. And God,
I'll tell you, all I remember is you used to have beer in your hand a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was about the extent of it.
Well, by the time I quit, I was drinking probably a bottle and a half of whiskey, in addition to all the beer I'd be drinking a day. And if I was working, I know I'd finish a bottle of Jack Daniel's before I'd get on stage.
How about when the movies would come up? You couldn't work and be drunk.
Well, I was working, like on The Star Is Born, they had a half a gallon of gold tequila that they kept full in my icebox, and the icebox was full of beer. And I don't know how much I drank of that, but I was drinking all the time.
Isn't it difficult to deliver the lines when you're...
Well, if you're used to doing that all the time, I guess it isn't. I should think it probably did end up affecting my behavior, you know, and it probably messed up some of my performances. I never thought it was interfering with my work. I thought it was what it was allowing me to do my work, you know what I mean? I was so scared, like, to get on stage or something, or to go out and act with Barbra Streisand, you know?
You know, you have mentioned this a lot of times. Mm-hmm. You used to mention it to you when I knew you in Nashville. Mentioned to mm-hmm. me you were scared.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after a while, we automatically assume a guy like you becomes a veteran and he overcomes all this, that you no longer have reason to be scared. And you've worked with Streisand, you've worked mm-hmm. with Burt Reynolds and Muhammad Ali and so many people. Are you still scared?
Aren't you?
It depends on what I'm doing. I suppose there would be moments when I would be uptight.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything that would scare me. But you see, I haven't been to the plateaus you have been.
Well, and
I suppose if I had to suddenly go into a movie with Barbara Streisand, it would scare the hell out of me.
Yeah. Well, I remember you were scared when you had my record. Of course, you were entitled to with my record at that time.
I had no confidence in my singing. Yeah, I was scared to death to record.
Well, I'd say those kind of things don't leave you, really, because I am still scared. But I noticed also that Johnny Cash was scared last week when we came in and taped his special. I guess it was a week ago.
The 25th anniversary show?
Yeah.
He was scared?
Well, he was shaking. Yeah, he was nervous. And I saw him one time backstage at the Hollywood Bowl, and I remember I thought the same thing you were thinking. I was thinking, God almighty, you mean you don't ever get over it, you know? He was announcing Carl Perkins from backstage, and he was so nervous, you know, I could see his hand shaking, you know? And this wasn't when he was on pills. So
Johnny Cash has always been nervous.
Yeah, but I mean, he was scared. I think it's scary to get out in front of people. I think I read somewhere where that's the scariest thing for people to do. They fear it more than death and heights and the dark, deep water and stuff like that.
I think I'm going to carry this a step further. Uh-huh. I think that most entertainers who are veterans are more scared of their peers than they are of the audience. They're afraid they'll screw up in front of another great entertainer.
Oh, that's probably true. I know I was the scaredest when I came back to Nashville about a year ago and did a show here. I worked myself into a whole psychosomatic sickness. I couldn't even leave the room. And it's silly because they're on your side.
You know, sure, your peers understand.
If they don't, nobody does.
I want to ask you about one more song that we did not discuss. I want you to tell me about the writing of For the Good Times.
Well, I wrote that on the way. That was when I started working in the Gulf of Mexico. I was driving between here and New Orleans, or Morgan City, actually. And I wrote that in that old, I had an old Opel that didn't have a radio in it, and was feeling that way. And wrote the song. Yeah, I remember. I think I was just leaving Birmingham. You know, where it used to get real dark when you left Birmingham going south to New Orleans. And the thing started coming to me. And I remember I couldn't wait to get down to Morgan City, where my guitar was, to see if I could play the chords to it, you know, to the melody that was going in my head. But it was straight expression of what I was going through at the time. I didn't
what were
write
you going through?
Well, I was something was over, mm-hmm. And it was sad. I think like the first verse and the chorus came right away, you know, and then I probably had to wait a few months till I got the right second chorus on it. And I still think it holds up. I knew it was a song that would be a hit. I thought it would probably, I mean, that it would be not a hit, but would be recorded. It might be after my death or something, but I knew someday someone's going to say it's a good song. It wasn't like Once More with Feeling, which was a hit because of Jerry Lee Lewis sang it. Mm-hmm. You know, the song itself ain't that much, but he brings that little extra dimension to the thing and made it a hit. But I thought that For the Good Times stood on its own. You know, nobody else did for a long time, but for, I guess, about 3 years. But it's turned out to be a real, at least for BAS, my only BMI award for several years now.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Examining recordings of your songs by other people, mm-hmm. Is there one that stands out in your mind as your favorite?
Boy, that does put you on the spot because it would be a lot easier to say try and find one that you don't like, mm-hmm. and that's real rare. Usually, I'm still enough of a Nashville songwriter that it knocks me out anybody who's cutting my song. But I would say there are different reasons that make them special to you. Like when somebody like Johnny Cash did Sunday Morning Coming Down, you know, and it got to be a record of award winner. It was real special, and Ray Stevens is version of the same song was special because it was the most trouble anybody had taken with a song of mine. You know, he really worked hard on it. And when I think Jerry Lee Lewis, when he did that, it was the biggest surprise to me when he cut Once More With Feeling. It was probably the first time I'd seen somebody take something and make it better than it was, you know, something that you didn't even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And George Jones singing Why Me knocks me out, you know. The only reason I hate to say it is I know I'm going to leave out somebody that it's going to hurt their feelings.
Okay, all right. Tell me about Why Me, Lord. Were you having some sort of religious experience in your life?
Uh-huh. I never in the world thought that would be a hit record. I that was straight personal feelings. And I wrote it very fast. Matter of fact, it was after Connie. Remember when Connie Smith and I come out to your show? She took me to church.
I remember you were going to church with Connie Smith.
Yeah, well, I heard Larry Gatlin singing Help Me for the first time.
Was he at church?
He was at church, and he was I guess, I don't know, I guess in some churches they have a guy sitting on a stool singing a song. All I know is that at one point in the, it was Jimmy Snow's church out there. Mm-hmm.
Was this the night that you went with Connie Smith, that you heard Larry Gatlin?
This was the day that I went with Connie Smith that I heard Larry Gatlin. He's part of the service, I guess, or something. He's singing this song, which I had never heard, called Help Me. And it blew me away.
So Help Me was the catalyst for Why Me, Lord?
Help Me was the catalyst for whatever went down that happened to me that day that I can't, that I don't even want to try to describe now, because I'm a little embarrassed about talking about the religion, because
okay.
I feel like what I can express about it, I can do best in a song.
Well, religion is very personal.
Yeah. But it's also, like, a lot of people like to talk about it. People come up all the time, want to talk about Jesus and want to talk about Christ, Christianity, church. And I feel if I've got anything to communicate about it, you know, that I formulated well enough, it'll come out in some work of art that I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't talk easily about it.
I wonder if Michelangelo felt the same way.
Well, I think it's a long way from the Sistine Chapel to Why Me, Lord.
Chris, I thank you for being our guest in Nashville. We are very proud of you. John Loudermilk no longer lives here, but he once said that he thought you were the greatest talent to ever come out of this town.
John did.
And a lot of us admire you, and we'll watch for you in the movies.
You saved that to bring me to my knees at the end. Holy smoke. Well, I don't know what to say to that.
Just say goodbye.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, friends, following that interview with Ralph Emery and Chris Christopherson, we are back. And once before we say so long for this morning, I would like to pay tribute to one of his last songs that he ever recorded. It came out in 2009 and is simply titled From Here to Forever. Now, this song seems to me to be like a farewell song to his fans. And as mentioned, this also did come out in 2009 on one of his last recorded projects. So with that, here's Chris Christopherson and From Here to Forever.
Here's one I wrote for my kids. Cool shadows fall through the moonlight, soft as the breeze through your hair, and the smile on your face while you're sleeping is the answer to anyone's prayer. Fill your heart for the morning tomorrow. You still got a long way to grow. And the love that you're dreaming will guide you and live like a song in your soul. And darling, if we're not together, there's one thing I want you to know. I love you from here to forever. there wherever you go.
Friends, once before we say so long for this morning's program, I would like to pay tribute to the Haunted Hayride that's happening next weekend here on the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, it's our 8th annual Wayback Haunted Hayride next Sunday, 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. And all of October, we have been paying tribute to the legendary spooky songs of country music. So with that mentioned, let's pay tribute to the last spooky song in this lineup leading up into next week's program. That, of course, is going to be an all-time classic by The Voice with a Heart, Mac Wiseman, and an all-time favorite of mine titled Bringing Mary Home. I would also like to just say that this song could be based on reality because I've heard many a tales about haunted hitchhikers. And so with that, here is Bringing Mary Home from 1960s era.
I was driving down a lonely road one dark and stormy night when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in back and in a shaky tone she said, my name is Mary, please won't you take me home. She must have been so frightened all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, her face. Light show from the board, a lady opened home.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program. Say so long from the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. Once again, I would like to invite y'all to tune in next Sunday as we pay tribute to the 8th Annual Haunted Hayride here on CFRC's Wayback Country Jamboree. I'd also like to thank you for staying with me despite my harsh voice this morning. I contracted some sort of cold symptoms over the taping of this show, so I'd like to thank you for tuning in and staying with me despite my harsh voice. And I would also like to mention that Kris Kristofferson sadly passed away at the age of 88 on September 28th, this past month of September. He was, in my humble opinion, one of the greatest songwriters of the 20th century in country music, having written and giving us some of the greatest songs country music has ever had. It's sad to lose a person like this, because when we lose a person like Kris Kristofferson, we will never see the likes of them again. And so let's take us out of the program once again this morning with a classic by Johnny Cash entitled If We Never Meet Again This Side of Heaven. And then we'll wrap up with the song that y'all been waiting for, and I know you have, titled Why Me Lord. With that, I'd also just like to say that it's been reported that Kris Kristofferson's last words when he passed away was he was going to see his friends again, including Johnny Cash. So with that, I would like to wish y'all a happy Sunday, happy week, and we'll catch y'all next weekend. Same great time, same great place, 8 to 11 over CFRC. So long for now, friends, and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again.
Soon we'll come to the end of life's journey, and perhaps we'll never meet anymore. Till we gather in heaven's bright city, far away on that beautiful shore. If we never meet again this side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and its strife, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the side of the river of life, where the charming roses bloom forever, and where separation comes no more. Side of heaven, I will meet you on the beautiful shore. Oh, they say we shall meet by the river, where no storm clouds ever darken the sky, and they say side of heaven, as we struggle through this world and its strife, there's another meeting place somewhere in heaven, by the side of the river of life, where the charming roses bloom forever
and ever,
and where separation comes no
more.
If we never meet again this side of heaven, I will meet you on the beautiful shore. I will meet you.
deserve even one of the pleasures I've known. Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. But now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in. I can try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. But now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in. Souls in your hand.
Another show is over, another day gone by, with good friends all around me. Oh, how the time do fly.
Hello, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this here is your old host with the most, Country West Music, Johnny Woodlock. Reporting for the Wayback Country Jamboree, a division of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. The views and opinions during the show do not reflect those of the CFRC Airwaves or CFRC Station. With that, I hope y'all have a wonderful day, and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again.
Yes, I know we'll meet again. Another place, another time.